There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The holy month of Ramadan begins tomorrow, and we're delighted to be joined in the studio now to talk about that with one of the volunteers at the Sheikh Mohammed Centre for Cultural Understanding, Abdullah Al-Sakal. Abdullah, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Richard.
Ahlan wa sahlan. We describe you as one of the volunteers at the Sheikh Mohammed Centre. You were actually one of the founding volunteers. You've been volunteering there for 20 years or so, slightly more than just a volunteer. But tell us, as every year the centre is launching a programme during the holy month, what does the programme involve and how can people enjoy it?
It's basically open doors, open minds for the Sheikh Mohammed Center for Cultural Understanding. It's an iftar experience. The whole idea is to let people understand who are we as Emiratis, what is Ramadan, who are the people of the UAE, what do they think about, what do they talk about. It's not just about the buildings, the infrastructure, the beautiful country. People want to know who are these people who are dressed in agal, who have built this country.
So if we want to come down, what do we have to do?
It's called the iftar experience or the cultural Ramadan experience, and people actually join us for the whole iftar, trying our food, being there with us, sitting on the floor, trying to find out anything about Ramadan, asking us from the way we dress to the moves we do in the mosque to the significance behind fasting. Why do we fast? All these questions are answered in a very relaxed atmosphere.
Well, I think it's that is an interesting point. I mean, people, we have a lot of new residents in Dubai who maybe don't know that, who will experience their first Ramadan. Just explain why Muslims fast for the month.
In general, the Ramadan is the time or the month in the lunar or in the lunar calendar. So the day starts or the month starts when the crescent is born after sunset. That's calculation, that's astronomy. So the next day would be the first day of the lunar calendar. Nowadays, of course, they use technology, they use telescopes to see. It just lasts for 10 minutes or 5 minutes after sunset, and that's how they know when is the lunar calendar.
And the word Ramadan is actually just the name of a month, like May, April, June, etc. It is just your an Arabic name for one of the months of the year.
Yes, it's just one of the Arabic names for the months, the Arabic months. It actually has nothing to do with the Islam. It's Arabic months. So from the first day of Ramadan until it might be, it's a lunar month, so it might be 20 days or 30 days. From dawn until sunset.
So why? It's a month of a year, just like any other month. Why do Muslims fast during the month?
For us, as Muslims, it's time to feel what people in need who cannot afford a meal until late hours of the day throughout the world, to go through what they feel, to understand the need, to keep away from the routine, from this daily. And it's about disciplines. It's about patience. It's about a course on yourself and behavior, what you say and how you react and how you behave with people.
So where did it come from? Is it an instruction in the Quran or the Hadith?
It is in the Quran, but its fasting is from the days of Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Solomon, David. All the prophets of God, all the books of God have instructed the fasting, the praying, the charity. That's part of the books of God.
So it feels perhaps a little bit trite to talk about how this is relevant to business. But our next guest after you is Matthew Frost. He's the CEO of Spinney's, big supermarket chain here. And it will be his first Ramadan in the country. He moved here late last year. What advice could you give to someone like Matthew and many others who are about to enjoy their first Ramadan from a business perspective? Some of the opportunities that they can look forward to in Ramadan.
Okay, I want to tell you, relax and feel it's a normal day. I want to, but unfortunately, things do get slowed down a little bit. It shouldn't be, but as a construction worker, as someone who travels a lot, as someone who's exposed to the sun and out, you should not do that during Ramadan. because anyway, if you're traveling, you don't have to fast. If you're ill, if you're diabetic, if you're pregnant, if you're breastfeeding, you don't fast. Back to the business, it's going to be timings are as normal working days or timings. I would say get closer to your Emirati colleague, ask a little bit of questions, or come to us as the center. We cater corporates. We speak to the companies. We do our awareness programs to help the staff, companies, visitors understand who we are as Emiratis. But in general, don't panic. It's a normal work environment, and especially in Dubai, it's a normal work environment.
And it's becoming more of a normal living environment. I mean, the GCC countries have always had a fairly strict interpretation of the no eating and no drinking policy. Just a few years ago, all F&B outlets closed all day until sunset. But opening hours seem to be relaxing, and now some restaurants will be staying open in malls and tourist areas. It's good for tourists, but how much harder does that make it for you?
It shouldn't. Understanding the open-mindedness of the lifestyle, which we call religion, you have to understand that even in a normal situation, in the past or today, people travel, people are ill, people are have special requirements, so they are not fasting. So if they eat in front of you, even in our religion, we are open to that. But when it comes to the environment, like Dubai's business environment, okay, you can, don't panic and don't like be afraid to eat, but don't make it so obvious. Don't like stand in front of your colleague who is a Muslim and have a bite of sandwich and try to tease him. No, there are allocated places, waiting areas, even in malls, there are places where are open, there are special signs designed by the so it's about respect and but not too much pressure on others who are living here in the UAE.
Let me ask you, if I may, about iftar and suhoor. There are many corporate iftars and suhoors. Often people get overwhelmed with invitations, three or four a night. What would be your advice to people, you know, like Matthew Frost, business people, listen to this show, on the best way to enjoy these iftars and suhoors, but also from a networking perspective, make the most of them?
Just try to attend as many. I always say, Richard, while you're in Dubai, especially in Ramadan, you would see a lot of majlises, a lot of tents, especially in the neighborhoods, locals, Emiratis, majlises. You will be surprised how welcoming they are if you just invite yourself to any majlis. And when it comes to the awareness, we've been trying in the center for the last 20 years to help corporates to create tailored design awareness programs for their staff, for their CEOs, to a day, a 2 days, a week, a contract of a year. It depends on their requirement. Focus on business, focus on culture, focus on religion, to help them and help their staff understand who we are and what the environment they're living in the UAE.
I think I would echo that strongly, that if anyone sees a sort of tent put up in your area, the Ramadan majlis tent or diwaniya, if you're invited to go in, do go in. It's a great chance to have a really nice, interesting chat. And I have to say that the most fun I've ever had in Saudi Arabia has been after dark in Ramadan, when people really let their hair down and talk openly. And it's a fascinating time. And if I look at the prayer calls today, sunrise is at 5:31. The Maghrib prayer call, which signals the end of the fasting period, is at 7 p.m. The iftar meal will be taken right after that. And it's a reasonably long fasting period, but not as bad as the last few years, Abdullah. Of course, the timing changes, doesn't it? It gets slightly longer as we go throughout the month.
Yeah, it's normal. It's summer timing or winter timing, like being in Europe or being anywhere around the world. So Ramadan, actually, or the lunar month of Ramadan, rotates. Every 33 years, Ramadan will be back on the 17th of May. So it takes 33 years toward the winter and back in May. And that also applies on the timings of the sunset and the winter timing. Of course, sometimes it's around 7 and summer timing, it's 5:30.
I've got the Dubai Now app, and in the Dubai Now app, there is a big section in there for the prayers. It gives all of the timings, and it gives it day by day. It's a great way to actually learn what's going on. We do appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed. Abdullah Al-Sakal, the founder of the Sheikh Mohammed Centre for Cultural Understanding, the SMCCU. Thank you very much indeed for coming.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.